Well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Paula, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Wednesday, or sorry, not Wednesday, Tuesday. Andy and I today.
Yeah.
And Charlie. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was thinking today was, I don't know why I'm thinking today's Wednesday. My day ahead of myself.
Are you really?
I don't know why.
Well, that's good.
So here's the impossible question of yesterday, which I never would have guessed. And Andy will know why in a moment. It was, this tends to happen more on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. And the answer is, you're late for work. Well, I've never been late for work, so.
Me either.
I never would have guessed that one.
That is something that you and I would have no chance at because we're both punctuality nuts.
Yeah, just isn't going to happen.
I'm early for everything.
Why would people be late for work on a Tuesday? Charlie and I couldn't figure this out before we came on air today either. So why? Why a Tuesday?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm at a loss for guesses on this one. I have no idea why Tuesday would cause people to be late.
I always get somewhere 15 to 30 minutes early. I was born 15 minutes early. I was scolding the doctor. He came in late.
Do you think it's because Charlie said maybe they're all, you know, tired out from the weekend, so they go through Monday, and that's good, but then it catches up to them on Tuesday morning? Or
yeah, they gear up for Monday, and they make it through Monday.
And then Tuesday, it's like, bleh.
Yeah, the Tuesday blahs. You know what? I guess I've kind of seen that, though, at work. People generally are dragging a bit on Tuesdays.
Interesting. Well, that's the answer.
Okay.
I never, ever would have guessed that. I used to... You're going to laugh at this. I used to tell people, workers, employees, number one, tardiness and being late, they don't fly with me. Because I used to tell my people that, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to get out of bed and get to work on time. Anybody can do that.
Right.
It's called discipline.
Yeah.
That's all it is, discipline. You don't have to have a PhD. Any level and classification of individual can be to work on time.
Let me ask you a question on that. Let's face it, you've had employees that were smart or dumb.
Right.
And I'm not making a quality judgment.
No, you're right. No, you're correct.
I'm not making a judgment call here. I'm just talking.
They're made up of people, Andy.
Some have higher wattage upstairs than others. You understand. No, let me ask you this. Does smart or dumb have anything to do with tardiness?
Some of the smartest people I knew were the most tardy.
Guess what? And they're the least employed then. Yep. Get out the door.
Go figure. Again, I'm being honest. Some of the people probably had the highest IQ were some of the ones that struggled to get to work on time the most.
You know why I think that is? Because they probably were able to coast through school more and get things done by cramming, and then they tried to do it at work.
Could very well be.
All right, what's today?
Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 10. This is not a high number. So 1 out of 10, 10% of us will make this New Year's resolution. So just 1 out of 10 will make this New Year's resolution.
Number one is always weight.
Yeah, that's like 90%.
Right.
I'm going to lose weight.
Well, I know.
I'm going to work out. Going to go to the gym.
I know in Texas it's secession. I don't know.
In California, actually, at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
10% will make 10% this New Year's resolution.
You know what? One would be is definitely lower my debts.
I was just going to say financially free. That was going to be my answer.
Right. Financial freedom, yep. Lower debts.
Lower debt, financial freedom, planning for the future that way. I think that's probably only 10%, unfortunately. It ought to be the other way around.
Oh, that should be huge.
Yes, but it's not.
But you know what? Weight is just such a
big... What's it going to be this year with COVID?
You got to keep in mind, though, the New Year's comes right after the holiday season of eating. But it also comes after the holiday season of spending.
That's true.
Okay, what'd you say now with COVID?
What do you think with COVID it's going to do, Charlie? Oh, Charlie says take a vacation. Be a New Year's resolution, take a vacation. Ooh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's good point, Charlie. Yeah, I like that one.
Very few people what now?
Take vacations. Or very few people don't take vacations. So that 10% could
be. And everybody's been putting it off.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, I mean, I went a year without one, which for me is like, that never happens. Charlie's laughing, says, yeah, I know.
Well, right now, virtually nowhere is fun to go. Virtually nowhere. Unless you can make it to South Dakota, you're not going to have any fun.
Mexico.
For the most, well, okay, yeah.
You got to leave the country.
Yeah, you got to leave, you have to escape.
You can escape the bars of the U.S.
Exactly.
Isn't that sad? Okay, wait a minute. Did you hear what I just said? You have to leave the United States of America to actually go someplace and feel free. When did you think you'd ever say that?
Never. But you know what? You know how Trump said that Mexico would pay for the wall?
Yeah.
They probably will now because they're going to build it. Too many Americans running down here.
To keep us out. I'm dead serious. When did you ever think you'd say you got to leave the country to feel more free?
Oh,
that's man. How bad it's gotten, folks. That's what these COVID lockdowns and stupid restrictions we're under have done. You literally feel like you have to leave the country or go to Florida.
Right.
To feel free.
Florida, South Dakota, where
Texas,
else? There's only like three or four.
Texas even, you know, mask-wise.
Texas, Montana, it's freezing up there.
I had this conversation this morning with my dad. It's like, okay, first of all, just for everybody listening, just give everybody a reminder. Colorado has been a blue state now for some 20-plus years. Yeah, we had Governor Owens, Squishy Owens.
Right.
He was not, by any stretch of the imagination, a hardcore conservative.
No.
So when's the last real hardcore conservative we've had as governor of the United States, or the governor of Colorado?
I don't have a clue.
I don't think we have.
I don't have a clue. We've been moving to the left for so long.
Because we had Lamb. Well, we had Love, Lamb. Let me go through this, Charlie, and think. I've got to do this off the top of my head. Love, Lamb, Owens, Ritter, Hickenlooper, Polis. Who am I missing in between there? There was another Republican in there, I thought, started with an R besides. I'd have to look up on Wikipedia who our governors were.
You know what was really interesting is Hickenlooper and Ritter were basically the same, right? You're talking basically the same level of liberal. That's hard to say, level of liberal.
Level of liberal.
But then Polis, we just fell off a cliff. That shows you where we're going. We went full California.
Well, what we've done, and again, we had this conversation this morning, my dad and uncle and I, and the reality is the state currently, as we see it, is being run by all Boulderites.
Right.
All of the heads of state, governor, legislative, etc., are all Boulderites.
Yeah, and what you mean by that really is not only are we being run by leftists, but we're being run by rich leftists.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking Roy Romer, that's right.
Romer, okay. Sorry, that's who I was trying to think of.
We're talking, and by the way, Romer was about as conservative
as a Democrat
Bill
as you
Owens.
Can get.
Yeah, but we are being run by rich liberals, which means not only are they leftist activists, but they're detached from reality. They don't have to deal with any of what they impose on the rest of us. They're just royalty.
If I look at this list, though.
Okay.
Let me go back to 1970. So 63 to 73, 10 years, we had John Lamb. Then we had a guy I don't remember for some odd reason. I don't know why. I was young. I don't remember this guy. Vanderhoof? I don't remember him. Republican. Must have been a stellar dude because I don't remember who he is.
Yeah, he didn't do much good.
Then we had Lamb from 75 to 87. Romer from 87 to 99. Owens from 99 to 07. Ritter from 07 to 2011. Hickenlooper from 2011 to 2019. And now we have Polis. So the last Republican we had was 2007. That was it, folks. You're all thinking that we're this some sort of a red state recently converted to blue. No, that's not the case.
No, we're deep blue.
Yeah, we are very much so.
Look, I mean, Gardner lost by how much? Was it double digits?
Yeah. It didn't look good. No, it wasn't good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. And at Extreme Auto Repair, they would love to take care of you, your vehicle. Don't forget, they've got Cooper tires at cost. It's easy. Just give them a call today. It's Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at KLZ5. Sorry, call the... If I could talk, it would help. KLZRadio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you need anything done to your kitchen, yes, you can find them on the website again, klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage specialist. If you are 62 years of age or older and you are interested in a reverse mortgage, you're sitting on some equity that you want to use, talk to Bruce today, 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We got a special guest joining us now from a Chevrolet Truck and SUV Communications, Michael Ofira. Am I saying that right, Ofira? Is it Ofira, Michael?
Ofira.
Very close. Ofira. Make sure I say that right. Michael, welcome to Rush to Reason. I appreciate you joining us. I coach automotive shops across the country, and I've been saying this since the beginning of COVID. People are driving and are going to drive more now, and I think it's going to take several years, Michael, before they really start flying again. You're seeing that in the airline industry as we speak. So since they're not flying, they're driving. That's where you guys come into play.
Absolutely, John, and thanks for having me on the show. We've got some really interesting data from our colleagues at OnStar that show that this year alone, we've had nearly 90 billion miles that have been driven so far. So we know there's a peak as well during holiday season, so it's going to go up. And on top of that, we've got a recent AAA survey that shows 80% of planned trips for the rest of the year will be road trips. So we know people are hitting the road. We know it's been a weird year. But we just want to make sure that drivers and passengers are comfortable and careful during the holiday season, and Chevrolet can certainly help.
Hey, Michael, is it not just more driving, but is it a different kind of driving? Because I think you're seeing a lot less of the commute, which is, you know, that city driving. It's very distracting versus now you're probably seeing much more cross country.
Absolutely. It's more road trips, you know, and it's, you know, kind of great for the all new 2021 Suburban, which in my opinion,
that's the ultimate road trip machine. It's kind of where I was leading.
Awesome. Awesome vehicle. My son has one on order and it's a fabulous vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, it's the slice of Americana, right? It's been taking families and their belongings on road trips for 85 years and the longest running nameplate in automotive history. So it's certainly a legend when it comes to automotive culture and road trips for sure. But some of the great features that are in the vehicles these days, right? But right here today, we've got 8.7 million Chevys on the road that offer 4G LTE Wi-Fi. So think about that for families who, you know, they have their smartphones and tablets and laptops even. People who are working remotely, or even for the kids who are remote learning these days, all of that can be done on the road from your vehicle.
And the other thing about that, too, because a lot of folks will say, well, you know, I can just tether my phone. I've already got a phone with me. Most of the kids have phones. We can just tether them. But I think what they forget, and I've experienced this, Michael, is the in-car systems that you guys have, especially when you're in some of the fringe areas, do a much better job at keeping a strong signal than, say, your cell phone.
Absolutely. And you can connect up to 7 devices. And I think, you know, on a typical hotspot, you're limited there as well. So on top of the 4G LTE Wi-Fi, we've also got a brand new app called the Chevrolet Marketplace app, which actually lives right in your touchscreen on your dash. And it's, you know, great for road trippers who, you know, are socially distancing on the road, essentially, because you can, once you set your route and your navigation, you can then go into this app and locate different restaurants and, you know, coffee joints or whatever you would like to purchase. And you can actually locate them and even pay for that service through the app in the car. So then all you're doing essentially is pulling up to the location, you know, hitting the drive-through, and off you go, you know, keeping it efficient as possible. And you can even do that with gas stations too. So
very slick.
It's just, yeah, really, really convenient thing that we're offering people, again, trying to minimize, you know, potential exposure.
Well, Michael, it sounds like you're basically telling people now you're at home on the road.
Essentially, that's it, right? I mean, it's been one of those years, right? But yeah, the features that are in these vehicles are you know, they're so intuitive and they're so perfect for the family who needs to get out and hit the road. So if you're traveling this holiday season, and understand it's a big if, we do have some tips as well, just that we want to pass along to folks, just to be conscious of what's going on. But, you know, number one, prepare your vehicle, right? I know it sounds kind of obvious, but just it's worth noting again, check your oil, check your fluid levels, tires and tire pressure this time of year is crucial, wiper blades, things like that, just especially for those in inclement weather where, you know, snow or ice could be a factor. That'll be very key. And also have a COVID-19 safety kit in your vehicle, right? Keep extra masks and hand sanitizer, disposable wipes, gloves, right, things of that nature, just to have it in case you need it, right? Because you'd hate to get somewhere and, you know, oh, I can't do this because I forgot, you know, so-and-so.
You know, Michael, then, one thing that this vehicle also makes a lot easier and a lot more fun is eating.
Yes.
Eating in the vehicle, because nowadays, right now, you can't go into restaurants. And right, even when you can, you know, restaurants are going to be uptight
great
for a
point,
while,
Andy.
Not going to be as fun. If you're going to be eating in a vehicle, my gosh, can you think of a better one to eat in than this one?
Absolutely. And I mean, for 2021, the Tahoe and Suburban, they're all new. So it's all new architecture. You know, the Tahoe has been stretched 10 inches. So it's massive on the inside. Suburban's always been big. And even that grows a little bit as well. But really,
well,
real
quick, along those lines, too, for everybody listening, you guys have done a better job. You guys have done a better job in the way the seat configuration inside, you know, folds down, makes a flat level surface in the back, and some things like that, Michael. You guys really have done that better than the previous generation, just as a side note.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. There's in the Suburban, if you fold everything down, you can fit 144 cubic feet in there, and that's just massive.
And also, just to mention this to everybody, I know it's not really a sales pitch, but in a way, it is. And I'm a car guy. I talk cars all the time anyways, Michael, so it's easy. You guys also have the new 6-cylinder Duramax diesel coming out in those vehicles after the first of the year as well. So that's something else to think about.
absolutely. I mean, that's, you're going to get mid-20s miles per gallon on the highway with that vehicle, which is pretty impressive considering it's a huge, you know, body-on-frame full-size SUV. That engine's been around for a couple of years in our full-size trucks, and now it's transitioning to the SUV. So really efficient, you know, engine to round out the powertrain offering.
And I know right now, too, as well, it's not necessarily on Suburban in Tahoe, but there's some great employee discounts at Chevrolet as well. So really just some great deals, great time of the year to buy a car, Michael, if people are interested in that. You could buy that and then hit the road and be in a good shape and then have all the connectivity at the same time.
Absolutely. And, yeah, please check out Chevy.com for the latest, but please, everybody, have a safe and enjoyable holiday season.
Michael, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us today, sir. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas, and we appreciate him joining us. And speaking of that, let's just do this. Franktown, we're going to change things around. Purifoy Chevrolet's next. Speaking of all of this, and by the way, Purifoy does have a brand-new red high-end Tahoe sitting on the showroom floor that is absolutely beautiful. And, in fact, it made my mouth water when I was there on Friday. So
a big, beautiful cinnamon red Tahoe.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Heading into Christmas.
It's
oh my gosh.
It is, it's literally, if you haven't seen one, you need to stop by and see it. If nothing else, just to touch and feel it. So go to purifoychevrolet.com. That's the place to go if you're going to buy any car, new or used. They're there for you. 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, financial advisor is Al Smith. I say that all the time, but if you're looking at the end of the year, we talked finances earlier, question of the day. And if you're one of those that are going to want to get your finances in order and be ready for the future, that's where Al Smith comes into play. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate you all joining us today. And, okay, I got several things that we want to talk about. One, I know Andy wants to talk about Bill Barr. We'll talk about
we can
as well. So I had an article that I wanted to talk about for a moment because I think this guy, by the way, there's a commentary in Wall Street Journal. Just let's start there.
Okay.
By Joseph Epstein. And the left is hammering the Wall Street Journal as being this hardcore right-leaning, you know, publication, and, you know, they're all in for Trump and blah, 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 which, by the way, nothing could be farther from the truth. The Wall Street Journal has never been all in for Trump. I don't consider them to be right-leaning. Depends on the day. Sometimes they're a little conservative. Sometimes they're a little liberal. Are they middle of the road? It really depends on what they're talking about. Not always.
It really does. If you're talking about their more commentary pieces, those lean a little right. If you're talking about their more newsy pieces, those lean left. So they're pretty much down the middle.
Yeah, and again, it just really depends on the topic, because there's some things I read, and it's like, yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. And there's other things I read, and it's like, you know, you guys are out of your minds. It just depends on the situation. Now, in this case, Joseph Epstein wrote, Madam First Lady, Mrs. Biden, Jill, kiddo, these are his words, not mine, a bit of advice on what may seem like a small, but I think is a not unimportant matter. Any chance you might drop the doctor before your name? Dr. Jill Biden sounds and feels fraudulent, not to say a touch comic. Your degree is, I believe, an Ed.D., a Doctor of Education, in other words, earned at the University of Delaware through a dissertation with the unpromising title, Student Retention at the Community College Level, Meeting Students' Needs. A wise man once said that no one should call himself doctor unless he has delivered a child. Think about it, Dr. Jill, and forthwith drop the doc. Now, he goes on to talk about some other things, which, really quick as a side note, I'll agree with this guy all day long. Nothing, and I realize we interview lots of folks here, and I'm not trying to step on toes of folks we've interviewed in the past. But it drives me nuts when you have to call somebody doctor that really isn't a medical doctor. I don't know why, but it just
chews on me.
They have a doctorate,
but
they're not a doctor.
Wait a minute. But she did deliver Hunter, and he's still a child.
She delivered him? No, she did. She's a stepmom.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's not even his real mom.
You know, here I was trying to give some credit.
No, she can't claim him.
I would think, though, if you are a real mom and
Joe's wife that died.
If you're a real mom and you deliver what turns out to be a perpetual child, I would think that that makes you a doctor.
Real quick, just by the way, partly why I believe her and Hunter are always at odds, because they are, because that's not her real son. And they are at odds quite a bit.
Yeah, but you know what? She didn't do a darn thing about him being sent overseas.
Nope.
Here he is, a drug addict and a sex addict. Okay, now he is a full-fledged drug and sex addict.
And where do they send him?
They sent him into dens of thieves, billionaires overseas.
Yes, there you go. Well said.
Great mom.
Anyway,
back to doctor.
And I know I'm going to take some flack on this from probably some people that have doctorates that are going to tell me that I'm wrong, but I don't know why. Maybe because I'm just a lowly auto technician, business owner, never went to college, but it just always has bugged me that you've got to call somebody doctor that's not a medical doctor. They have a doctorate, but they're not a doctor. So why do we call them doctor?
I don't know.
Because people get this connotation that they're because when you typically hear doctor, what's the first thing you think?
Doctor.
You're going to go see him because you have a broken arm or the sniffles, right?
Right. Or maybe they are a doctor of something very high end.
Like?
I don't know, nuclear physics, whatever.
Well, no offense, even then. Why are you called doctor? You're just Joe Schmo that knows about nuclear physics. Great.
Yeah, I would generally obviously think of doctor as medical.
Me too. So why do we call all these people doctors when they're not?
May I psychoanalyze you?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of this, and rightfully so, by the way, is coming from your bitterness.
Of
being in a society packed with people who have college degrees and suck at their jobs. And I'm talking millions of people who have college degrees, some of them PhDs, who truly, absolutely suck at their jobs. In fact, many of them suck so badly that they can only teach others how to suck at their jobs.
This guy goes on to say,
Is that fair?
No, you're right. This guy goes on to say, I taught at Northwestern University for 30 years without a doctorate of any advanced or any advanced degree. I only have a BA in absentia from University of Chicago in absentia because I took my final examination on a pool table at headquarters company Fort Hood, Texas, while serving in the peacetime army in the late 50s. I do have an honorary doctorate, though I have to report that the president of the school that awarded it was fired the year after I received it, not, I hope, for allowing my honorary doctorate. During my years as a university teacher, I was sometimes addressed, usually on the phone, as Dr. Epstein. On such occasions, it was all I could do to not reply, read two chapters of Henry James and get into bed. I'll be right over. In other words, he didn't even like being called doctor.
No, because he doesn't need to be. You see what I mean? He doesn't have the ego to where he needs to be. You can actually call him that because he has this honorary degree, whatever. But I think the way he does. Let's drop these titles and just call people who they are.
Well, and I think his point is this, and I think this is well said. You're going to get down the road, and let's face it, we have some folks in the United States of America that, let's just face it, aren't so sharp.
True.
In fact, they'll just typically look at things for face value and or watch a little bit of the evening news here and there. That I guarantee you that 6 months after Joe and Jill taking the White House, you will walk down as a man on the street interviewing a majority of people and ask about Dr. Jill Biden and is she actually a medical doctor? And I bet you a lion's share of people will say, well, yeah, isn't she? That's why she's a doctor.
You're right. That they will think she is.
And I think his point is we're entering, you know, a new presidency with a couple, one who has a title doctor in the middle of a still pandemic, call it whatever you want, but that's what people are calling it. And we're going to now have a doctor, quote unquote, in the White House. Is that not going to confuse people and make it seem like she's got a lot more expertise on pandemics and things along those lines when, in fact, she's not even a doctor?
Yes.
I think that's his point. And by the way, I think he's right. So she should drop the name doctor.
Maybe people will assume that she's Joe's caregiver.
Caregiver?
Yeah.
I have my own opinions on that because I don't think Joe is as unsharp as most people think, but that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Well, he's more corrupt than dumb.
I think he's a big shyster and has a lot more going on upstairs than most people give him credit for.
True, but I think he's also suffering from, I think it comes and goes. Let me just put it that way.
You could be correct, but I will tell you that I think a lot of what's happened recently with him even being in the basement was a big act.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Big ploy. Get the sympathy vote out.
Get the sympathy vote out and hide away while the media does my bidding going after the opponent.
That's exactly what he did.
And while other people cheat behind the scenes.
And by the way, it got him the presidency.
Yeah, it worked.
So how can you fault that? But anyways, this article, which, again, everybody on the left, Daily Beast and so on, is really getting after this guy for writing this piece, you know, essentially calling it a hit piece on Jill. But I think this guy brings up some valid points. When you're in the time that we are with COVID and we still don't have, you know, a real solid timetable as to where we're going to be with COVID in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months, you now have a quote-unquote doctor entering the White House. I think the average person on the street is going to think that she's more qualified to advise Joe on COVID than probably Fauci is.
John, look at how the average people on the street voted.
Yeah.
They'll believe anything.
Good point.
I hate to say that. I know it sounds like I'm being mean about Americans.
No, folks, you're being honest.
I'm just being honest. Yeah. We just put a socialist in the White House.
Communist.
A communist.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
This guy's under the thumb of China.
He's a communist. This guy is a full-fledged international criminal.
Right.
He sold access to the highest levels of our government for money for his family.
Right.
To our enemies.
He's a communist.
Yeah, and we just elected that.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives you a lot of faith in the American population. It doesn't me, because most of them are dumb as rocks.
I think too many are, John. And by the way, don't you think...
And by the way, they've been trained that way, just as a side.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with this. Don't you think that the election of this man and his vice president, who is really the president, don't you think that this is the culmination of all the efforts of the public education system?
Yes, for the past 60 years.
This is their great success. And, you know, people thought Barack Obama was their great success, and to a large degree he was. But no, Obama was an appetizer. This is their great success. That's what I think.
Dan sent a text message. Crap, I fell for it. I thought she was a doctor. That's funny. Yeah, you know, on a serious note, though, folks, this guy does have a great point, because people are going to think of her as a medical doctor when, in fact, she's not. In fact, the doctorate that she has isn't even a real doctorate. She didn't earn that doctorate. She did a paper on student retention at the community college level, meeting students' needs. Now, no offense, I don't know what that actual paper looks like, but I can tell you one thing. I could write a paper on what it takes to retain students at the community college and what needs need met, and I'm not a doctor.
Right.
And I could write that paper tomorrow. Because bottom line, what they really need is the skills it takes to go out into the real world and get and retain a job. It's called the trades. That's what we need in the community college, and that's what would meet the students' needs.
No. Colleges only train activists now.
I see.
And by the way, all she was probably teaching kids is how to navigate the bureaucracy. I'm serious.
You're probably right.
How to navigate the bureaucracy to get to the ends that they're looking for. That's about it. I guarantee you, John, she didn't write one single solitary syllable that helped them become a better employee anywhere.
I think you are probably correct.
And the only thing she's mastered is how to be a corrupt mom. So I'm just not very impressed. I'm sorry.
I'm sure that paper is probably out there. You can probably actually, an essay public. Well, I'll see if I can find her actual essays, what I was trying to get
at. Well, actually, Joe and his good friend the Pope are looking at adding it into Scripture.
By the way, there's another article out there that was just published recently, what Jill Biden's dissertation reveals about her approach to higher education. Probably, I haven't read it yet, but it's probably everything you just said, Andy.
Yeah.
She's pretty predictable. I have not read it yet, but I would venture to guess that's what it says.
Yeah. What can I say?
Nothing. Okay, what do you want to talk about with Barr? You have the floor. You got 10 minutes or so.
What, Barr and Durham?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, the big thing that angers me, and it came out yesterday, Durham, he says, full speed ahead. That's a quote. Durham expands the Russian collusion hoax investigation. Why? Okay, guys, I don't care. Why are you doing this, Mr. Durham? No one cares anymore. You are too late. You and Barr decided that you are going to hold this back, hold back the truth from the American people, because you didn't want it to, quote unquote, I'm quoting you, affect the election.
Right.
Okay. You didn't want this to affect the election.
It did.
Are you kidding? You had a president who was grilled for 2 to 3 years, unjustly, dishonestly, all the way. And I know on the right, we all understand it was a hoax. We get it. But you had not come out with your final pronouncements. You were supposed to come out back at the end of August, beginning of September. This is why, remember, I said we were going to win the election. This was going to crater the left. It was, and it would have. All right. They were going to come out with.
Happened, though, did it?
No, it didn't. Why? Because they had it. They had everything they needed. They held on to it and held it down. And now he's saying, oh, guess what we're going to do? We're going to take him out. Oh, yeah. We're going to show how corrupt the FBI was, how corrupt the CIA was, and how they were both working with the Obama administration. So what? Here's my message to them. Shut up. Nobody cares what you do anymore, because I got news for you, Barr and Durham. I got news for you. There are two halves of the country right now. One half is laughing at you, okay, because you did it too late. It doesn't matter. If you bring the truth too late, it doesn't make any difference. John, what if I come? And I understand death and losing an election are two different things, okay? But go with me on the analogy. If I come to this lady and I tell her, ma'am, I'm sorry we had to execute your husband, but great news. We have the evidence now to clear him.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
We can clear him. We can get him off the hook. And she's like, no thanks. Look, and a little worse news. We had the evidence all along. So here you got Barr and Durham coming along and telling us, John, hey, we're going to go after him now. And I look at them and I say, shut up. Nobody cares. Half the country is laughing at you because they got away with it. The other half of the country hates you because you let them get away with it. You say you didn't want to affect an election?
You did.
You decided election. And by the way, they did polling. I'm sorry, I forget the poll of people who voted for Biden, who said if they knew this information, both this and they also suppressed the Hunter story.
That's
they did both. They said 14% would not have voted for Biden. That's the election right there, even with the cheating.
Well said. Perfect.
Do you see why I'm mad?
Yep. No, I get it. So I did find, we come back.
Okay.
I have a little bit of what Jill actually wrote about how to retain students at community college.
Was it all pictures?
No, and I will give her, credit for.
She's probably a fine writer.
A point or two.
Okay.
But the rest of it, no. She's missing the mark on what it takes to retain students at a community college level. Probably students in general. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Let's do it.
Okay. And I'm going to throw some trade school stuff into it as well. So we'll talk, because that's really what hers is about. We'll talk about that when we come back. Let's do this. We've got Franktown Firearms coming up next. Folks, Michael Bailey's next, right? Charlie, make sure I get this right. Michael Bailey, sorry. Franktown's after Michael Bailey. Either way, you might have a big gun collection, speaking of Franktown, and you need to make sure that gets left to the right person. Michael can help you with that. You might have lots of things you need to make sure get left and handled correctly once you leave this earth. That's where Michael comes into play, including a living will in case something happens to her medically. You need some decisions made that you won't be able to make yourself. Call Michael today, 720-394-6887, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
I am the ghost of Legal Future. No one wants to think about me, but I'm really not such a bad guy. I only need to ask you a few questions about your final wishes so that KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, can protect your kids from making tough decisions. Stop ignoring me for an hour or two, and I promise to leave all of you alone. Otherwise, I may end up haunting your kids after all. Get rid of me for good at klzradio.com/estate so the future doesn't scare you.
All right, folks, I told you yesterday that if you want to buy a firearm, you better get it done, because as of yesterday, the wait was 2 days for a firearm. Guess what it is today, Andy?
What is it?
It's now 3 days. So I told everybody yesterday it's going to climb, and it already did, just based upon what happened yesterday in the news. So my point is this. If you want to buy a gun, I'm not saying that you won't be able to. What I'm saying is it's going to be more difficult just because even when Obama was president, there was a longer wait time. Anytime we have a Democrat in the presidency, especially somebody that's as anti-gun as Joe Biden, you're going to see firearm prices rise because the scarcity will go up because demand increases and they can't produce enough. Ammo's already doing that as we speak. So go to Franktown today, get your ammo and your firearm needs met and all the training as well. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, one quick thing. Let me tie this up. Okay, let's say Barr and Durham, they say they're going to, no, it's full steam ahead. First of all, you know as well as I do, no one's going to prison.
No.
But let's say, oh, they nail a couple people, right? Comey or whatever is struck, and they send them to prison. What is Joe Biden going to do for them?
Pardon them eventually.
He's just going to pardon them. Anybody eventually. They send to jail, Biden's just going to pardon them. He doesn't care. Pardon Biden. So this is going to come to absolutely nothing. And nobody cares about them anymore.
Agree. I agree.
Okay, Jill Biden.
All right, so Jill said in her paper, which she got her doctorate in, Meeting Students' Needs, several themes regarding students' needs have emerged, she wrote. Her recommendations boiled down to holistic approach that included, by the way, that's just a great word, holistic. What does that even mean? I don't know. It's a holistic approach.
I don't know, but New Agers use it a lot.
They love it. So here she goes. A mandatory study skills course to help better prepare students for college-level work. Okay. I'll get that
one. That's not bad.
Okay, I'll buy that one.
Sure.
Better academic advising. Frankly, I would have said that needs to happen in high school, not by the time you get to college, even at the trade school community college, you better have had that done.
What does she mean by that? Better academic advising.
Probably on what courses they should or shouldn't be taking, I guess, based upon them as a student? Maybe. I don't know. I didn't read her dissertation, so I don't know.
Okay.
A student center or other central place to gather with other students. Whatever. It doesn't make any difference. Teach the kids how to go to work. Let's do that. How's that sound? I'm more into that.
No, they don't do that.
I don't care about whether they can all get together kumbaya and have coffee. I want to teach them how to work.
But they want to teach them how to go to union meetings.
Well, yeah, exactly. She also wants a psychologist to administer educational testing and offer counseling. No.
No.
They don't need that. Sorry, Jill. And last but not least, a wellness center. So out of all of the things that she's mentioned, all five things, the majority of them have to do with how does a student feel, not how do we get a student to work.
Right. In other words, yeah. How do you feel, not how do you produce?
So that's what Jill's paper is. That's what she now is a doctor for. Doesn't help me help kids get where they need to go, folks.
Yeah, big problem, John. Everything that they're entering into, you know, that thing called the marketplace, is all about how,
is
all about how they produce, and none of it is about how they feel.
I'm going to talk about that in the second hour, by the way.
Okay.
Just as a side. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there.
Yeah, no, so out of the things that she's listed here, out of the five things that are here, three of them have to do with how does a... And actually, probably four of those actually have to do with how the student feels, not how are they producing and working. What really needs to happen, by the way, to make a trade school successful, and this is coming from, by the way, I've sat on trade school boards. I have been on their advisory boards. I have actually helped trade schools sort of, if you would, navigate through what it takes for the student to be prepared for the employer. And I will tell you I'll just say it. Some of the most painful meetings I've ever sat through in my entire life, Andy.
Why?
Because those trade schools are run much the way Jill wants them to be run.
Yes.
They're more worried about the kids and their feelings and this and that. And here's the other problem that I've seen over the years. By the way, this is not any fault of the trade school. It's what the trade schools now have to deal with. And this should have been addressed, by the way, in her paper. The majority of trade schools get filled with folks, kids, that for some reason or another couldn't make it in the real high school or real college. So they go throw them, quote unquote, into the trades. In other words, the best and brightest aren't actually making it into the trades. It's the ones that didn't do very well. You know, it's the teen moms. It's the kid that went to juvie when he was in junior high school that got out, went to high school, didn't do so well, so now he's in the trades. Folks, I'm being honest because I sat on these boards and I met some of these kids. And I'm not saying they're bad kids. Please don't think that way. But we're not taking kids that have the ability to go to the trades and really excel and really help them get where they need to go. What we're really doing is taking kids that we don't know where else to put them in life. We then go throw them into community college in the trades.
Who is throwing them in there? The schools?
The systems.
The system. So basically the system is looking at these kids. Well, actually, the system is looking at the trades and saying, these are for dumb people.
Thank you. Yes, you said it better than I did. Ken and Bertha, you're up, sir.
Yeah, guys. You know, this is my opinion from, you know, trade schools when I was growing up to how the workforce is now.
Okay.
So, and that is, when I was growing up, you were told what to do. That was the American way.
Yep.
This is how you do it. You do it. There's no choices. Today, if a business is to survive in America, the employees have to have a brain. They have to be able to come up with ways to do something more efficient and be listened to.
Yep, you're correct.
So
they got to think on their feet.
Trade schools can't take the bottom of the barrel. The people that can't be educated, they need people that can be educated, that can think and can help a business grow.
Yeah, Ken, and the majority of these kids that end up in trade school are not the ones you're talking about. And I'm trying to be as nice as I can, because I'm not trying to throw anybody that's going to trade school under the bus, because there are some really good, sharp students that are in trade schools. And so I'm not trying to put them all into, you know, one category, Ken or Andy, and, you know, lump them into one. But by and large, Ken, the system does take those kids that they don't feel can make it in a real college setting, and they go throw them there.
So here's what I believe we need, and that is some people can be taught to think for themselves. So trade schools, I believe, need to incorporate that into their teaching nowadays.
I can't disagree with that. No, I think you're right. Agree. The other thing that they need to do, by the way, what trade schools need to do, which they don't do a very good job of. Some do, some don't. The better ones do a better job. The more poor ones don't do as good of a job, is really asking the employer, asking the Andys and Johns and Kens of the world, what do you need in a worker coming from our school? What skill set do they need? What do they need to be able to do? Well, how much thinking on their own do they need to be able to do? And what can we teach them to make them a better employee that enter into your workforce? Ken, they don't ask those questions, unfortunately.
So, you know, you're starting that. When you speak it, hopefully there are some people listening that will start to think about that, because that, I think, is such a critical issue, and it is going to be between. See, I differ with you and Andy. I think Trump's going to get 4 more years. So I'm looking on the positive side that this aspect of the educational system has 4 more years to grow and isn't going to get slapped in the face.
I hope
and
you're
so
right.
I'm hoping people are listening to what you guys are speaking. People, this is needed. We need employees that can think. Don't just bring in the ones that, you know, Woody, I know when one of our kids went to, what is it, the kind of schools where they, not the help school, the ones who are charter school, and they would just dump the leftovers in there. Well, that's not what they need.
Nope. Well said. Ken, I got to run. Appreciate it very much. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. American National Insurance is next. My insurance agent, he would love to help you with all of your insurance needs. I say it all the time, but really, just sit down with Paul, find out the insurance you have, see what insurance you need, and then have Paul do the rest. 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And by the way, folks, real quick, there are some trade schools out there that I think do a really good job of some of the things that I just mentioned. I think those are some of the more successful ones. But I will also say that I think there's some trade schools out there that are very predatory in how they do things. I won't name names, but I think they're very predatory. I think they bring kids in, they promise them the moon, they charge them outlandish amounts of money for tuition, when in fact they're never going to get the kind of trade, the kind of job in the trades that they're promising them right off the bat. And therefore, they end up coming out of the trades which with you know, similar debt to other kids coming out of regular college. So that's not the answer either. This is a big topic. Maybe Andy and I will get more into this after the first of the year. We'll be right back, though. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.